Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes. Hugh, I think it's good for you and I to every now and then go back and review some wines that we haven't had for a while to see if there's been any changes. And I think Australian Shiraz is probably overdue for a reassessment. You were kind enough to look into that.
I did, and it was a pleasure. The Shiraz, also known as Syrah, is far and away Australia's most widely grown red wine grape. It's known for big, rich aromatics and flavors of dark fruit with spicy, earthy notes, and frequently a nuance of black pepper. And it can be a wine of both great power and elegant finesse. In Australia, it's frequently blended with Cabernet, and more recently, they're beginning to create some classic Rhone-style blends of Grenache, Syrah, and Mourvèdre. So,
right.
So you can see it in a number of different iterations. Australian Shiraz became really popular in the mid-90s and led to a large amount of not very interesting cookie-cutter fruit bombs being produced, varietally correct but with little character. And a similar thing happened with South American Malbec in the early 2000s.
That's right.
So fortunately, as the number and volume of available Aussie Shiraz has sort of tapered off a bit, I'm seeing anecdotally that the quality trends seem to be moving back up, and this is certainly a welcome development as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, it is.
So here are three that I enjoyed. From the producer Torbrek, we'll put all this on the website, folks, located in the Barossa Valley, is the 2021 Woodcutters Shiraz. The marketing materials say, imagine a woodcutter might like a fortifying red wine at the end of the day. And the wine delivers. With 100% Shiraz and a robust 15% ABV, you will experience aromas of black cherry and blackberry with a touch of anise and a little note of Chinese five spice, which I find kind of attractive. On the palate, the wine is lush and layered with surprisingly supple tannins and good length. It's well worth its $25.99 price point. So, next up was a producer called Lambert Estate, and it's their 2019 First Chapter Shiraz, also from the Barossa area. This wine is slightly richer than the Torbrek and has a pleasing dollop of very subtle oak. It was sort of a nice counterbalance. Big berry aromatics, blueberry, blackberry, raspberry, lead to a smooth, silky roundness. ABV is a little lower at 14.5%. I would serve this with grilled meats. It's in a bargain at $19.99, so good value there. And finally, from the Margaret River Valley, which you and I are both very fond of. The Franklin Tate Estates 2021 Shiraz. Deep ruby red. The wine is slightly more restrained and elegant than the first two. Cherries, plums, spice dominate the nose with floral notes. The same flavors follow on the palate with just a touch of black pepper in the finish. 14.2% alcohol by volume, and also sells for $19.99. So that's a pretty darn good value right there. There was a lot to like here. And we'll, as I said, we'll put these on the website. You won't go wrong with any of these. But the Lambert Estate First Chapter for both quality and value at $19.99 is my wine of the week.
Super. These wines sounded like they had their own personality.
They each did. These were not cookie cutter.
Yeah, well, that's awfully good. Every now and then I do get in the mood for a nice big old red, and Shiraz certainly does fill the bill.
Oh, yes, it certainly does.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.